come to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. It's that time of the week, the time you've anxiously been awaiting. It's time for the culinariest and obviously the cleverest. That's my part of the show.
Is that what you provide? Okay, good.
The most riveting and the most entertaining, the tastiest and the most demystifyingest cooking show where in the world. We are Chef of the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are the True Theater of the Mind radio show that is listened to by hundreds of thousands of people, streamed all around the world on our flagship station, Atlanta, Georgia's news talk leader, AM 1160, the
talk of the town.
There we go. This week, our mobile kitchens finds us at the mothership, baby. We're at home. We have three homes in Atlanta. Cook's Warehouse, the bigger home, the Big Green Egg, and almost as big, Cutter Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta. Because after all, whether you're smoking on the egg or smoking a fine cigar, nothing says greatness like the Big Green Egg and Cutter's in Alpharetta. And our show and our mobile kitchens finds us here, not at the Culinary Center, Le Cordon Green. No. We asked Jay and Golden and Dee, we said, would you let us come play in your front yard? And they said, sure, you can hang out at the retail center. So we're here with the peeps today, baby. We're with the everyday egger, the everyday person that comes in here to oogle and ogle at all the toys in the Big Green Egg Retail Center. Chef of the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, is proudly brought to you by, who? The Big Green Egg.
The ultimate cooking experience.
And, of course, by Real Sweet Onions, by Schumann Produce, the leaders in Vidalia Onions. My friends, if it doesn't say real sweet on the bag or the tag,
it ain't.
And, of course, by Cutter Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta on Windward Parkway, it is your portal to the world of great cigars, the world of great selections. Soon to be, I know you knew this probably already, Chef Eric, but see, you do something called work where you're out of town all the time.
Yeah.
So I have the lofty responsibility of staying in touch with the little people.
Okay.
And so I'm at Cutter's a couple times a week.
Yeah.
For a number of hours.
Yeah.
Numbers is not exactly... a Davidoff White Line.
Yes.
And that's coming sooner rather than later. So hopefully it'll be there by the Great Southern Cigar Festival, which is coming up in the first weekend of June. And we will have more discussions on that later on. But joining me as he does each and every week, he is the gargantuan of goodies, the dynamo of delicious. We can be talking about none other than Chef Eric with a K.
Hello.
So I hear you were up, of course, the Stanley Cup playoffs started, and you were up where hockey is more than just a sport.
I was in Montreal.
Yes.
Montreal, yeah. It was very nice, a couple days up there. Great town. You know, all the French without all the attitude of Paris, so.
Yes. And, hey, well, let me ask you this, though. When you were in Montreal, and you can't get like a Whataburger there.
Not necessarily a Whataburger, no.
But I mean, the prices are pretty hefty, I hear, up there.
Yeah, with the exchange rate and everything else, it wasn't too bad, but you couldn't find a hotel for less than about $2.59 a night.
So. The Motel 6 is $2.59?
Well,
I'm sorry.
All right, let me correct that. I couldn't find a hotel. For less than $2.59.
So, in other words, your kind of hotel you couldn't find for $2.50.
That's
less
correct.
Than
exactly.
Well, okay, my friends, we will translate that little ditty for you. In other words, there are plenty of hotels for $100 or around that. But if you want to stay five star above,
no.
Oh, have you dropped the four
star? I stayed at a Marriott.
Well, that's four star, four and a half star, depending on where you go. Except maybe not in your book. Being a platinum.
All right, move on. It was fine. No, but it was very nice. It was nice people, great company that I went and met with.
So you were out of town almost all week, again. As always.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he always tries to make it home on time. He's even been known to take the red eye in and get in at 6 o'clock in the morning, go to the store, and come to the show. I mean, that's the dedication that you get from Chef Eric.
Done that several times.
And so anyway, Chef, it's been a great week. A couple of big events coming up. We're going to be here May 17th, which is a different, it's not typical Saturday. Next couple of shows are going to be not your typical shows because we're not going to be on your typical schedule. May 3rd, we're going to be at the Cook's Warehouse with, are you going to be able to make that show? Have you ever worked with Francine Bryson? No, you didn't. You didn't get to work with her last time.
No, and I think May 3rd I'm gone.
Oh, I'm telling you what, you would have so much. She is like a real down-to-earth Paula Deen, but with a great sense of humor. She's won 5 national baking contests. She has set all kinds of records. Her first contest she won when she went back to her double wide and made her pies right from there and took them to the national contest.
Really?
She has never forgotten her roots. She is a ton of fun. And her food is really, really down to earth. It's not any of, you know, you're not going to get foie gras at Francine's house. You know, you might get Texas caviar.
I mean,
no foie gras.
What is foie gras, really? It's liver.
Yeah.
So I bet you can get some liver at her house.
Oh, yeah. It's and onions.
And onions, yeah. So I bet it's just a matter of
what
animal the liver's coming from.
I'm really sad that you wouldn't be able to, because it would be so fun for the audience, everybody else, to hear you work with Francine, because she'd be like, what'd you say, Chef? What do you want me to do? Her heart's as big as her, far be it for me to suggest anybody's size has anything to do with it. But her heart, her quality, she's won all kinds of awards. She's an amazing gal. That's May 3rd. And then May 17th, Steve Reichlin, who, you know, there's a lot of people that have barbecue books out there. A lot of people have a lot of books out there. Nobody has been as definitive about barbecuing across the spectrum as Steve Reichlin. He's written the definitive book, the Barbecue Encyclopedia. It's almost as thick as the Bible. I mean, the guy is amazing. He's actually going to be here May 17th, and we'll be working with him, Chef, and that'll be kind of exciting. Because you get to kick back and watch him do his thing, and we get to do our shtick and have a lot of fun.
I think that's great, especially from a master, as he is.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, well, master. Yeah.
Master, yes.
Grilling master.
Barbecue master.
Yeah, grilling master. But anyway, he's going to be here. In fact, his new book has got pictures of Big Green Eggs in it.
Really?
I mean, he loves Big Green Egg. And who doesn't? I mean, if you consider yourself a barbecuer and you don't love and respect the egg, you're not really. Because as we say, if you're not cooking on a Big Green Egg, you're just warming meat.
That's true.
Very true. So, Chef Eric, you know what today is? It's Oatmeal Cookie Day.
Is it?
I don't know what you think about oatmeal cookies.
Actually, they're probably my favorite cookies.
Yes.
Maybe that or peanut butter, but...
I like peanut butter.
I'm not... My least favorite is chocolate chip, quite frankly.
Really?
I mean, they're fine. I like a good Toll House, original recipe.
Soft.
Yeah.
Hot. Oh, with a...
Soft but crispy.
Yeah. Oh. I conquered that recipe, the soft but crispy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the oatmeal cookie's always been one of my favorites. And also, it's National Raisin Day. National Raisin Day. So raisins. Now, see, are you an oatmeal cookie guy with or without raisins?
I would like with.
Yeah. See, I don't see. I have people say, well, you got raisins. I can't eat them. I love oatmeal cookies. But how can you not eat an oatmeal cookie with raisins?
Yeah, I don't
without raisins,
I don't get that.
It's un-American.
I don't get that.
Well, Chef, I got to tell you, I had a very exciting experience. I've cooked about a half dozen pizzas now on the egg. My own sauce recipe, which I think is actually better than Bobby G's.
Okay.
Whipped up this recipe. Of course, I got to run it by you to see if it's up to your standards.
Probably not.
Probably not.
All right.
But, so I worked on that. I made a dump cake.
Right.
Dump cake blew it out of the water. That is
the
easiest thing you can make in the world is a dump cake.
Yeah, we made dump cake 5 or 6 years ago at Eggtoberfest when it was back at the old location.
I did a cherry and a peach.
Yep.
And it was outstanding. So I've had some
You can
fun.
Thank the Boy Scouts for that, by the
way. Yes, Tom Chamberlain. I gave him all the credits.
Good.
He was the one that I saw him today and told him I'd given him the credits. So,
but it's,
so
a, much... it's a Boy Scout of America recipe, though.
Yes. Yeah. But, I mean, he's like the definitive Boy Scout. You know? He still is. He still is. But he sits in on the panels for, like, the Eagle Scout. And,
yeah.
And he goes out to a lot of cook-offs and everything else. Well, I'll tell you what. We've got a wonderful young associate producer today.
Yes.
The lovely Lindsay Bresman is here. And she's giving me the signal. She's giving me the half-minute signal, which means we got to take a shameless capitalistic commercial break, of which we're extraordinarily proud. We're Chef of the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We're today live at the Big Green Egg Retail Center. We are taking it to the streets of Buford.